May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is Deuteronomy chapter 8, starting in verse 1. All the commandments that I am commanding you today, you shall be careful to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to give to your forefathers. And you shall remember all the way which the Lord your God led you in the wilderness these 40 years, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you and let you be hungry and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that you might make you understand that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by everything that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Read a couple more scriptures. This is 1 Corinthians 10, verse 1. For I do not want you to be unaware, brethren, that our fathers were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. And all ate the same spiritual food, and all ate the same spiritual drink, for they were drinking from a spiritual rock, which followed them, and that rock was Jesus. Nevertheless, with most of them, God was not well pleased, for they were laid low in the wilderness. He talks about the different things, and he said, and they grumbled and complained. There's a bunch of things that they did, but that, if you read throughout Scripture, that's the number one thing, characteristic of the children of Israel in the wilderness, was they grumbled and complained. This is the other one I wanted to read. This is Psalm 78. This is verse 19. Then they spoke against God as God led them into the wilderness and said, can God prepare a table in the wilderness? Behold, he struck the rock so that waters gushed out and streams, plural, were overflowing. Can he give bread also? Will he provide meat for his people? And therefore the Lord heard and was full of wrath, and fire kindled against Jacob and anger mounted against Israel because they did not believe God, did not trust in his salvation. Yet he commanded the clouds above, and he opened the doors of heaven and rained down manna for them to eat and gave them food from heaven. The man did eat the bread of angels, and he sent them food in abundance. There's a place in the New Testament that talks about the wilderness since Jesus, and it says in Matthew chapter 4, verse 1, that the Spirit of God led him into the wilderness for the purpose of being tempted by the devil. Matthew and Luke chapter 4, verse 1 says that he was led about by the Spirit while in the wilderness. He was led into the wilderness to be tempted by the Spirit, and while he was in the wilderness, the Spirit was leading him while he was tempted for 40 days. Now, these two wilderness things, but you think about the Israelites, and they spent 40 years in the wilderness, and they spent most of that time in rebellion, grumbling, and complaining. As a matter of fact, they named it manna because the word manna means what is it? Like, what is this? When we're in the hospital, and Olivia's going home today, as a matter of fact, as soon as this is over with, but we've discovered their favorite meal is pork chops. Not fried pork chops, just pork chops. Now, they position it different on the plate, but it comes out about 5 times a week. And so it's kind of become like manna, like Olivia's going, oh, what is it, pork chops again? So you had this attitude among the Israelites that every day they griped and complained, said things like, it would have been better for us if we'd have just died, stayed as slaves in Egypt, than be left out here to die of thirst, die of hunger. Can God prepare a table in the wilderness? So every day they're in this wilderness place, and the devil didn't lead them into the wilderness. The devil was there in the wilderness. The devil didn't lead Jesus into the wilderness, but he was there waiting on Jesus in the wilderness. But every day they're complaining, and every day they're waking up and they're looking outside and going, oh, here we are again, same wilderness. How long are we going to be in this wilderness? Has God abandoned us? How terrible this is. Oh, woe is me. I feel so sorry for myself. This is so terrible. Or they could have looked out and said, you're kidding me. we're eating the bread of angels. It's coming out of heaven every day, and it's just enough. And on the weekends, we get a double portion so it lasts through the Sabbath. And there's water, not just a trickle, streams, like a river flowing out of a rock. And if you go back and read your Bible in 1 Corinthians 10, and that rock followed them everywhere they went. Now that's pretty cool stuff, right? The bread of angels comes out of heaven every day, waiting on you. And a rock follows you that has water flowing out of it constantly. Now that would looks like you would look out every day and go, man, now I'm in this wilderness. I don't really understand what this is all about. I don't know how long this is going to last, but God is really good. And He is really faithful. And He is such a provider. Praise the Lord. Bless Him at all times. That was the option. Instead of grumbling and complaining. Didn't look like God was abandoning them. Miracles were happening every day around them. But they were consumed with all the other stuff. Now, Jesus, the testimony of Jesus about His wilderness experience is, again, that His testimony was, now here's what happened to me in the wilderness. I was led about by the Holy Spirit for 40 days. The story wasn't just about the temptation. The Holy Spirit was involved in my life every day, leading me about. When people usually read that story, all they want to talk about is the temptation, but the reality was the Holy Spirit, He was in the Father, and the Holy Spirit was just leading Him every day in that wilderness place. And because He was aware of that, instead of grumbling and complaining, because wildernesses do come to an end. What wildernesses do, we do get tested. A wilderness exposes what's inside of us and gives us a foresight into where we're going to land when we come out of the wilderness. In a place of barrenness, even though the wilderness situation may change itself. But Jesus, because He didn't complain, He was aware that the Holy Spirit was leading Him all the time. Living by the words that were proceeding out of the mouth of God, instead of feeling sorry for Himself, going, you just got through saying that I'm your well-beloved Son in whom you're pleased, and the Holy Spirit just came on me, and He's staying on me, and the first thing is I'm getting hit every day by the devil himself. That didn't seem very fair, or feel very anointed, or look very holy or very powerful. What's this deal? If you're so pleased with me, why this? But what Jesus says about Jesus, the way that when He came out, this is where He landed. It says in verse 13, and the devil had finished every temptation, he departed from him at an opportune time, and Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit. And news about Him spread throughout all the surrounding districts. He began teaching in their synagogue, was praised by all, and He came to Nazareth where He had been brought up. And as was His custom, He entered the synagogue on the Sabbath, stood up to read, and the book of the prophet Isaiah was handed to Him, and He opened the book and found the place where it is written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are downtrodden, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord. Jesus came out of the wilderness declaring that He came out of the wilderness in the power of the Holy Spirit, declaring that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and God's now going to use me to release captives and to heal the blind and those who are oppressed. That's where Jesus landed when He came out of the wilderness because of His attitude in the wilderness. The question I wrote the devotional today, is that what it looks like when you and I come out of wilderness places? In the power of the Spirit, declaring that the Spirit of the Lord's upon me. That's the result of the wilderness. You want to make the enemy pay for it? You know, he attacks us in those places, but they're opportune times for him, but also opportune times for us in the Lord. Make him pay for it. It's not the time to grumble and complain. It's the time to praise the Lord, to give him thanks that he's still good, he's still faithful, he's still your provision, your adequacy. And so that when you come out of that, you come out of it in the power of the Spirit, and you can declare that the Spirit of God's on me as a result of that. And in a new way, and God's going to use me now to bring release to other people. But see, in the wilderness, if it's all it is about you and what you feel and what you're missing out on and what they said about you and how your feelings got hurt and oh, how horrible this is, and how you're being left out and you're offended and you're being ignored and you're not being appreciated, there wouldn't many of them that came out of the wilderness. There won't be much of you that'll come out of it either. That God can do much with. Amen? So wildernesses come, but how are you going to come out of it? That's really the issue. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.